Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baseball, and you like football, this is your weekend. And on the North Shore tomorrow, that's exactly what you get. The Royals and Pirates, 105 at PNC Park, 3:30, Pitt and West Virginia in the backyard brawl. We're looking at least 90,000 people, but I'm going to say there'll be additional people straggling around on the North Shore, Paul.
Assorted stragglers.
And let's go to our own David Bollerato, who's been covering the parking aspect of this, because I liked Mark Belko of the Post-Gazette Thursday. The headline of his story was, Saturday motorist may face backyard crawl. David, good morning.
Good morning.
I can see you on our video, and you can see David on the radio at kdkradio.com on our stream. So what's the game plan? When you say forced parking, what do you mean?
Okay, so that's a bit of a description that people, it sounds scarier than it actually is. So what happens is right now, you can't just show up tomorrow to try to find a place to park because everything's going to be pre-sold. So you may have a season-long ticket pass, parking pass. You may have bought one for an individual game. And when you go to the venue where you have the parking, you may not be parking at the space that's reserved under your name because they just want to get people in and out as quickly as possible. So they're going to, once you go in there, they're going to tell you which space you're going to park in, is basically what that means.
Oh, so they kind of flag you into a spot as opposed to just going and finding your own open spot or a particular
spot. Right, exactly. Right, because they just want to be able to get the flow of traffic in and out of those garages, because otherwise, you know, it's just going to create backups beyond what's necessary to find a parking space. If you say, oh, I don't want that space, I want this one, no, you're not going to be able to have that option tomorrow.
And I would imagine for people who use the T, that'll be at capacity, too, for certain peak times.
More than likely. But I think a lot of people have come to expect that for big games, or big events as well. Just think of, say, 4th of July fireworks, light up night, and so on. I think that's just something that people should assume is going to be the case. I do want to point out, I was trying to check around a couple of things this morning in terms of available parking right now. And an interesting thing is, if you go to an individual parking venue's website and click on the reserve parking thing, the link that says book through ParkWiz, if you click on that, and it's going to choose the pirate game, and it's going to show you nothing is available tomorrow. However, if you go to parkwiz.com and type in either Acrisure Stadium or PNC Park and choose either the pirate game or the pit game, then you will see several garages and lots that are that still have spaces available. And they vary in price. Some of them were, I believe I was seeing somewhere upwards of $40, and one or two of the downtown lots were still under $10. But if you click on the best starting point is to go to parkwiz.com to see what is available in searching by venue that way.
Yeah, a little cheat code for people is to park downtown somewhere and then walk across the bridge. There's a walkway that goes from Point State Park straight across to the North Shore. The cheat code part is you'll get a space. It's a bit of a walk, but the weather's going to cooperate, so you don't have to worry about rain. And then after the game, once you get back to your car, you'll be pretty much free to get out.
A question I have, David.
I will tell you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Paul. I will just say that at this point, for the Pirate game at least, those garages that are closest to those bridges on downtown to the North Shore, they're already sold out. So that's not going to be an option. And you can't just park on the street, at least on the North Shore. You can try to find a parking space downtown, but not on the North Shore.
The question I have is if I understand this right, the parking lots, the ground level parking lots around both of the stadiums, those are already all sold out pre-sale. But what about the parking garages that are right there nearby as well? Is that the same case? Were those all pre-sale as well?
Yes. Everything for these games is pre-sale for tomorrow. And most of the ones that are closest are already sold out. So you're probably not going to find a parking spot on the North Shore tomorrow.
All right, David, we appreciate you getting up a little early for us. You'll be, when are you coming into the plant?
I'm going to go find my parking space now, and then I'll be in 10 o'clock this morning.
And typically, for football anyway, the parking lots open 5 hours prior to kickoff. They're going to open early tomorrow to give people a chance who want to come in and just try.
And the other thing too is once whatever event you're going to starts, you have to get out. You have to go into the venue. You can't just stay in the parking lot or the garage.
What do you mean? No tailgating?
The tailgating stops when the game begins, is what they're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. David, thank you.
See you.
All right. We're going to check in with meteorologist Heather Zare in a moment here. When is it going to rain? I mean, we got a great sunny weekend. We've stretches of beautiful sunshine.
When is the last time someone asked that question?
In this town?
Right?
Right. That's a good question. We'll ask Heather next on the Big K Morning Show.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.